Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, let me ask this question. Summertime is boozy time, right? I came across something. I was stunned. I really was. And it is the following. Is in the top 25 brands among malt beverages and beers. Sales have surpassed all craft beer brands except for Blue Moon. Think about that. I mean, craft beer has become a rage in this country, right? White Claw Hard Seltzer is outselling all of them except Blue Moon. And many people would argue Blue Moon is not craft beer. It's mass produced. The point is, who's drinking this? Now, I've had White Claw before. I didn't like it because it tastes almost medicinal. If I want booze, I'll drink booze. If I want beer, I'll drink beer. But, like, I need to hear from the dudes out there. I mean, is White Claw, is this kind of making its way on the golf course? Is this making its way to tailgate? It is not. Now, I know they have other seltzers, but see, those other seltzers are not listed here. This is just White Claw. I bet you if you threw all the other boozy seltzers in, I mean, the market share has got to be even greater. But is this just the females that are drinking the hard seltzer? Or I need to hear from the dudes, man. Because it's weird.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from some guys that say they buy this and drink it. For me, if I was to see the study, to me it would be a large female deal.
You mess with it?
No.
You sure?
I don't think I've ever even seen it.
Oh, stop. Now, see, now you're playing around here.
Look, I don't drink. I've seen it.
Yeah, you can't miss
it everywhere.
You can't miss it. But I want to hear from the fellas because I just need to understand if this is something I'm missing out on. I had one at Saratoga, of all places, last summer. It was a black cherry one. It was medicinal.
So it seems to me like it tastes like Red Bull with alcohol.
No, it's not sweet-ish. Dude, the point I'm making is it's outselling craft beer.
That's
Michigan is a craft beer haven.
Yes, it is.
Okay? Now, I moved on from craft beer long ago, all right? Because it's just, you know, you're drinking beers that are 300 calories a pop. I mean, I was going to die. My point is, it's Michigan, it's Colorado, it's Oregon. Those are craft beer states, right? Craft beers are being put out by White Claw Seltzer. That's where we're at? Help me.
Here's what
I look at hard seltzer as. And Roberto, David, you'll appreciate this. You know what this seems like to me? The fad when we were kids of like wine coolers.
Oh yeah, that's what it sounds like you're talking about.
Or
yeah.
Zima. That's what this strikes me as. You remember, Roberto, remember in the late 80s how big wine coolers were?
Bartles and James.
Bartles and James 4-packs. I'm sure Roberto made love to some Bartles and James a few times.
Oh, absolutely.
He had one of his little East Side rats.
Zimas.
Here, hey, honey, come here. I got some peach Bartles and James. We'll listen to some vinyl together, huh? See? Come in my dad's hot tub, see?
That would have been the compact disc era.
Oh, you had made it to CDs.
What do you say you come on over to Sterling Heights? I got the new SWV album.
I would have, yeah.
Ever hear of Louis Prima? Here's a Peach Bartles and James, see?
Man. Loosen up, honey, come on.
I can't imagine the game you were spitting in silk shirts.
So they have black cherry flavored, mango flavored.
I had the black cherry, and it has a weird aftertaste. But guys, I know in this state you take craft beer very serious. Very. This is a stunning report to me. Stunning. This is more shocking than if Alavila made an unbelievably good trade. White Claw. Like, there's other seltzers. White Claw alone is outselling all craft beers with the exception of Blue Moon, and I don't even consider Blue Moon craft.
Well, yeah, they consider themselves to be, the drink is the alternative to a vodka and soda.
That, see, it doesn't...
Zero carbs, 100 calories.
A clean taste, it says.
It's not a clean taste. It's not clean. It has that funky, this ain't real taste to it. If you want a vodka soda, why don't you just pour a vodka soda? Yeah.
5%'s not enough for me. I need
well, Roberto, you're hardcore. Roberto, your liver has been replaced by an in-ground pool filter. You are able to filter alcohol at a different level.
Yes.
But 5% is more than Bud Light and Miller Light and Coors Light, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, I could give this another spin. I mean, I'll be at the Saratoga picnic area several days this summer. I just always walk on by the seltzer. I don't get it.
Competitors.
What are you guys staring at? I feel like you're in.
Oh, we're looking at the website.
We're looking at the White Claw website to try to see the flavors and where you can get this.
Listen, you can buy it. You can buy it anywhere. David, do you believe it is outselling every craft beer except Blue Moon?
I can't believe that.
That's crazy.
I really can't.
I can't. Look at, there's a bunch of these.
What?
There's an article here that just came out. It says the best low-calorie hard seltzers that won't ruin your beach bod.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This article is saying that White Claw is outselling it, not any of these other brands.
Right. If you add all the other brands in the mix, they're putting out every other craft beer.
Yeah.
What? Give me the other names.
The other ones, I've seen these a lot where they're wine-based. So there's a Smirnoff, Rosé, Sparkling Cider.
What?
Or Seltzer.
But okay, what's the other seltzers that are out there?
There's one that called Truly Hard.
That's the one Powers drinks.
he likes the Truly Hard.
All right, fun guy likes seltzer.
Hey, 1 gram of sugar, 100 calories.
Berto, I'm asking. Now you know he drinks seltzers.
Yes.
You know, Bogey is a seltzer man.
Yes.
There's no way he's not.
Yeah, you know he's worried about his figure.
Yeah, but see that's fine. There is no such thing as good drinking.
Uh-huh.
Like, dude, believe me, you can kid yourself, but if you're crushing 9 seltzers, you're still not doing yourself any favors.
That's what I mean. I mean, for me, I like, it's supposed to be painful. I like pain.
Oh.
Excuse me?
Whoa. Just straight, you know, whiskey, no ice, just give me a glass, that's it.
I'm going to say this out of love to you. I have to say this to you. Roberto, I'm not going to, on a major market radio show, accuse you of directly being the following, but I will say that you show certain signs of the following. You are an alcohol abuser.
I've been hanging out with Wojo.
No, he's an alcoholic.
Roberto, I'll just say this. My office is open at any time. At any time.
I'm just saying, this seltzer stuff, come on.
Do me a favor. Do the market research this weekend.
Maybe we should, because we're going to come out with our own brand.
No, no, we're not. No, we're not.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.